Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Describe a time when you were misunderstood. Understanding how to answer IELTS speaking questions effectively can make a significant difference in your overall score. IELTS speaking examiners evaluate your speaking skills based on fluency, coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, accuracy, and pronunciation. One common topic you may encounter is describing a time when you were misunderstood. This article provides a detailed guide to help you prepare for such a question, ensuring your response is comprehensive and well-articulated. Part 1. Introduction and Interview Questions. Common questions in Part 1. Can you tell me about a memorable event in your life? How do you usually handle misunderstandings in your daily life? Have you ever been in a situation where you felt misunderstood? What steps do you take to ensure clear communication with others? Sample question and answer. Q. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt misunderstood? Yes. I recall a situation at work where I suggested an idea during a meeting, but my colleagues misinterpreted it as a critique of their current methods. It was a frustrating experience as I merely intended to propose a more efficient approach, not to denounce anyone's efforts. Part 2. Long turn. Cue card. Cue card topic. Describe a time when you were misunderstood. You should say what the situation was, what the misunderstanding was, how you felt about it, and explain how you handled the situation. Sample answer. One time that stands out to me is when I was misunderstood by my manager during a team presentation. We were tasked to propose new marketing strategies, and I suggested leveraging social media influencers to reach a younger demographic. Unfortunately, my suggestion was misinterpreted. My manager thought I was implying our current marketing efforts were ineffective, which was not my intention at all. I simply believed that incorporating social media could complement our existing strategies. I felt quite frustrated and a bit helpless because my aim was to add value, not to criticize. To handle the situation, I asked for a private meeting with my manager. I clarified my intentions, explaining that I wanted to enhance rather than replace our current efforts. Fortunately, my manager understood my point after some discussion, and we successfully integrated social media into our marketing strategy. Follow-up questions and suggestions. Q. How did your manager respond after you clarified your intentions? A. After I clarified my intentions, my manager seemed relieved and appreciative. We had a constructive conversation about how social media could complement our existing methods, and she even incorporated some of my ideas in our next campaign. Have you ever felt misunderstood in a social situation? A. Absolutely. I once told a joke at a friend's party that wasn't well received. People took it more seriously than I intended, and it caused an awkward moment. I had to quickly explain that it was meant to be lighthearted. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Discussion questions. Q. Why do you think misunderstandings occur in communication? A. Misunderstandings often occur due to a lack of context, nonverbal cues, or differing cultural backgrounds. People might interpret words or actions based on their own experiences and expectations, which can vary widely among different individuals. How important is it to clarify misunderstandings immediately? A. Immediate clarification is crucial because unresolved misunderstandings can lead to tension and miscommunication. Addressing the issue promptly helps in maintaining trust and harmonious relationships. Q. What can be done to prevent misunderstandings? A. To prevent misunderstandings, it's important to practice active listening, ask clarifying questions, and ensure that both parties have a shared understanding. Using clear and unambiguous language also helps. Vocabulary and structures for high scoring. Important vocabulary. Misunderstand verb, to fail to understand someone or something correctly. Clarify, clefy, to make something clear or easier to understand by giving more details or a simpler explanation. Context, noun, text, the situation within which something exists or happens, and that can help explain it. Nonverbal cues, noun, nonvos, communications without words, such as gestures, facial expressions, and body language. Compliment, to enhance or complete something else in a pleasing or useful way. Useful structures, complex sentences. I suggested leveraging social media influencers to reach a younger demographic, which unfortunately was misinterpreted by my manager. Conditionals. If I had known my manager would misunderstand, I would have explained it differently from the start. Passive voice. My suggestion was misinterpreted as a criticism. Examiner's tips for a high score. Stay calm and organized. It's crucial to keep your thoughts organized and stay calm during the test. Expand your ideas. Provide expanded answers and avoid short responses. Use varied vocabulary. Show a range of vocabulary and avoid repetition. Practicing pronunciation. Clear and accurate pronunciation is essential. Seek feedback. Regular practice with feedback from proficient speakers or tutors can be immensely helpful. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to handle questions about misunderstandings and other common topics in the IELTS speaking exam. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.